Hi, family, and welcome to Jordan's Journey Podcast, your number one resource to help you grow in life and in faith. I'm your host, Jordan Thorpe, where we talk all things your journey to becoming who God is calling you to be. So if you're ready to learn and grow along your journey, stay tuned.
Come on in, family. Come on in, come on in. Welcome. Hi, family. Shalom, shalom. Hi. Hi, April. Hey, Travail. Come on in, come on in. I just wanted to go live because I have a word and I touched on this a little bit in my previous video, but I just felt led by God to just do a whole nother video on making room for what he's doing in our lives. We got to make room. We got to make room. And so I'm here and I just have a quick word for you guys that I want to share. Come on in, family. Come on in. I just have a quick word for you guys. Shalom, shalom, peace and blessings. I pray that you guys are doing well. I'm doing well. My family's doing well. I just have a quick word that I want to share with you guys. So I just felt led to come on here and see how you guys are doing. I pray all is well with you. I pray that you're seeing the signs, the miracles and wonders that God is doing in our life right now. And I have a quick word that I just want to share. It's called make room. We got to make room, family. So come on in. I just have a quick word that I want to share with you guys. I pray that you all are doing well. showers of blessings. Yes, yes. Showers of blessing. This is so funny because I am in California and it rained this past weekend. And I had a friend of mine who kept saying that she just kept hearing rain, rain, rain. And she's from out of town. And I'm like, girl, it never rains in California. And sure enough, God confirmed his word and it rained. So yes, yeah, showers of blessings. Showers of blessings are on the way. Oh, we got to make room. We got to make room for these blessings. Okay, so that's why I'm here. Hi, family. Come on in. Come on in. Okay. so I have a few of you guys here. And so I just wanted to come on here to let you all know that we have to make room for what God is doing. I've done previous videos on the abundance. Right, the abundance that God is sending our way. I did a video about yesterday about, or my last prophetic word, I did a video about you will bear much fruit. You are going to bear much fruit. Okay, so I wanted to dive deeper and to go and explain what that looks like. Okay, what does bearing much fruit look like? And, so we're on a new level. We're on a new level. You birthed your purpose. I explained that in my last prophetic word. You birthed your purpose. You're going to be living and walking out in your purpose. And that's such a beautiful thing. So you're on a new level. You're not on the previous level. God has graduated us. He has elevated us. And we are on a new level. But with every new level comes a new level of surrender. with every new level requires a new level of surrender. God needs our total surrender in every area of our life, in every area of our life. And so he brought me to John 15, 1 through 7, and I'm just going to read this through. It says, I am the vine. This is Jesus talking, right? I am the vine. I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Right? So in my last prophetic word, I talked about you're going to bear much fruit. Right? So we have to understand that with every new level that we reach, there's going to be a series of deaths and resurrections in our life where we're dying to our flesh. We're dying to our own desires to become more like Christ, to become more in alignment with God, with what God is doing in our life, right? So he says, I am the vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. So every branch in you, everything that is not of God, that is not bearing fruit, that is no longer serving you in your life, God is such a great God that he removes those things that no longer serves us. He removes things that is no longer bearing fruit, that is dead. He removes the dead things in our lives that we may not even know that is dead. He removes those things that are no longer bearing fruit in our lives. So with everything that is taken away, we experience a loss. We experience a loss, right? So on each level, there's going to be a series of deaths and resurrections. You're going to experience some sort of loss. You're going to experience some things that God is removing from you that is no longer going to be able to serve you on this next level of where God is taking you, right? So Jesus is saying that every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And then every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So there is, God takes away the things that no longer serves us, right? And then the things that do serve us, the good things that are bearing fruit, he has to prune and develop. So there's always going to be a pruning and developing process before you see the actual fruit of the thing that God is doing in our lives. So he's such a good father that he doesn't just send us off into the world unprepared and not ready, but we actually have to go through a pruning and developing process as he molds us and develops us to look more and more like him so we can bear his fruit. And he removes things that is no longer bearing fruit. So when God says you will bear much fruit, there is a price that we have to pay because we have to go through a loss and we also have to go through a process of pruning and developing so we can bear the fruit. But we have come to the point in our lives, family, and we have come to the season where we passed those tests, right? We passed the test of we went through our loss and we went through the pruning and developing for this level. And now we're on this new level where we're walking into our purpose. And God has birthed the purpose in us. So you will bear much fruit. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. More fruit. More fruit. Yes, it may hurt, but at the end goal, that's what God's desire. That's absolutely correct. That we may bear more and more fruit. So God prunes us and develops us so that we may bear even more fruit. So what I'm saying is we have to surrender to the process, because when we surrender to the process, the pruning and developing process, when we surrender to the things that God is removing from our lives, it allows God to do more, right? Because we're in partnership with him. So it's expanding our territory. We're expanding our territory. We're allowing God to come in and take over, and we're embracing the process, the pruning and developing process, so that in the end, we're bearing more fruit, not our own fruit, but fruit that is in alignment with God's will for our life. So surrendering to that process, surrendering to what God is doing, surrendering with letting go of that relationship, surrendering to letting go of that job, surrendering to letting go of friends who no longer serve you anymore. We're surrendering to the process so we can bear more fruit. He led me to another scripture that I want to read. And that's Peter 5:6-10. Peter 5:6-10. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may exalt you. I'm going to come back to that. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, this is what I wanted to bring to your attention. So after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And another word for establish is to settle you. To settle you. So in Peter 5:6-10, it says, humble yourselves. So when we're surrendering, surrendering is letting, taking our hands off. We're taking our hands off our life. And some of you have surrendered. Yes, you have surrendered certain areas of your life, but just we should never get to a point where we think that we have arrived. Because as long as we're here, as long as we're on the journey of becoming who God has called us to do, there's always going to be more surrender. On each level, it's going to require a new level of surrender. So just when you thought like, oh, I've surrendered, I've let go of this, I let go of that, I'm trusting God, it's more. There's more to it. On each level, it's going to require a new level of surrender and a new level of faith. Right? Because in order for you to let go of your life fully, that requires you to trust God, that God has a better plan, and you're just trusting God and you're allowing God to move in your life. Right? So humble yourselves. So humbling is surrendering. Humbling yourselves, coming under the submission to God's will for your life so that he may exalt you. So as I said before, surrendering makes room for what God needs to do in your life. You're making room. You're making room. You're making room. Surrender equals making room for God to do what he needs to do in your life. Okay. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time, he will exalt you. Right. And then I'm going to skip down. And after you have suffered a little while, so there's a little suffering. And we've all can agree that we experience a little suffering following God, right? But after the suffering for a little while, and that's the thing, your trouble doesn't last always. Your trouble doesn't last always. It's just a test. You're going to get through it. There is a little suffering. Endure it, right? Because it's part of the process. You're going to experience a little suffering, a little loss, because God is removing and pruning and developing, right? So after you suffered a little while, the God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory will himself restore you. But after the suffering, there's a restoration. He's bringing back what you lost 10 times, right? I talked about that before. He's restoring. And this is the season that we're in now, where God is restoring. He's bringing back what you lost, right? He's confirming his word. He's confirming his purpose to us. He's revealing his purpose to us and what he wants us to do in the earth. He's strengthening us in this season. He's giving us a new strength in him to continue to do what he's calling us to do. And he's establishing us. He's settling us. And a lot of you on your journey have kind of been unsettled. There's been a lot of ups and downs, moving around, uncertainty. But God says he's establishing you in this season, right? You're getting to a point where he's settling. And a lot of you guys have experienced certain things that that probably have been traumatizing, that can almost bring a little bit of fear. It's almost like you're afraid to just step in to what God is calling you to do because you experienced so many losses in your pruning and developing process. But God is saying you're stepping into a season where you're never going to go back to that life, right? That was just a part of the test. So he's establishing you in this season. Okay, family. So that is what I wanted to say. So I just wanted to say surrender. When you surrender fully, this level that we're on right now is requiring a new level of surrender, a new level of total surrender. And you're making room. And when you surrender, you're making room for God to do what he needs to do. You're making room for the blessings. You're making room for the abundance. Okay. He's stretching us. Yes. So it may hurt, but the end goal, the process isn't easy, but it's well worth it. It's so worth it. I encourage you, if you haven't downloaded the Jordan's Journey app, to go ahead and download it. There's resources. There's daily inspiration notifications. So make sure you guys download that. If you want to know a little bit more about my story, my journey to Christ, I have a book. It's also called Jordan's Journey as well. But now I'm going to open it up for Q&A. My laptop is dying, so I'm going to go get my charger. So I'm going to be right back because I don't want it to die. Okay, so I'm back. Hi, Frida. Making room for the anointing. Like, yes. Yes, making room. We're making room for all the abundance, the blessings, everything that God has in store for us in this season. We're making room for it. And we're total surrender. And this takes a next level of faith. Like, just trusting God fully, taking your hands off it. Because, you know, it's natural instinct for us to just take control. For us to take control. Or if we don't like something, we're just, you know, just removing ourselves because we don't like it. And it's like, well, what about God's will? You know, because our feelings are temporary, but God's will is everlasting, right? How do you get the app? The app is available in the Apple Store and in Google Play. It's Jordan's Journey. I feel like it's never going to get better, any better, because it's been years. I'm so very tired. well, I'm praying for your strength, Lady Blue. I'm praying for your strength. I'm praying that God reveals to you who you are, your calling, and understand that, you know, it's only a test. It's only a test. And the more you understand that it is just a test, that God's hand is on you. The devil can tempt you, but he can't destroy you. He can't kill you. I did a word on that. I'm trying to think of the name of that video. I did a video on that. It's only a test. The devil cannot take you out. So if you're still here, you're still here for a reason. Yeah. Yeah, I'm praying for breakthrough. I'm praying for revelation. I'm praying that you guys are walking into your purpose and that you are seeing the glory of God, the glory of God in your life. Mm-hmm. Please pray for me that God gives me strength on my job and to move away from this controlling relationship. I'm praying for your strength, Maureen. I'm praying that God gives you revelation, that he gives you the strength, and that you find purpose in your pain. Because a lot of times, family, we don't just go through things just to go through things, right? Sometimes we experience things because it's to help someone else, right? So I find that if you guys are in suffering or in pain, that you find purpose in the pain, right? So that God can bring you out and you can go back and help someone else in that same situation. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Soulship Connection. Happy birthday. Also, family, I wanted to mention, I have a faith-based curriculum that is coming out soon called Pretty Girl with Purpose. It's a faith-based curriculum for high school girls. It's focused on finding self and purpose, okay? And it's created as an intervention program for girls who are suffering from mental health, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, all of that, okay? It's the intervention program. So that is going to be launching soon. And if you are interested, if you have a daughter that's in 9th to 12th grade or a counselor or any type of connection with a group of girls, or you want to start a group so you can run the program, I'm going to put the link out. I'm going to start putting the link under the video so you guys can sign up to be the first to know. When you sign up, you'll get a 20% off discount off the curriculum. The curriculum is online, and there's also a physical workbook as well for group. So under any of the videos, you can always find resources. You can always find resources to anything to help you grow in faith. There's always links to resources under all of the videos, okay, in the description box. Okay. So if you guys don't have any more questions, I pray your strength. I pray you guys are doing well and you're making room for what God is doing in this season. It's an exciting season. So I just wanted to come on here and let you guys know that fully surrender. When you surrender, you are making room for what God is doing in your life, family. Okay. You're making room. You're making room. You're making room. Okay. At times I struggle with discerning God's voice from my own voice or even the voice of the enemies, even after praying for and seeking God's discernment. So if you're struggling with hearing God's voice from your own voice, that means you're not spending enough time with God. There's too many distractions, right? Let me tell you something. When you are following God and even with the gift of prophecy, I believe that if you are a child of God and you're in relationship with God, that a gift of prophecy is what he gives to all his children who are seeking him and in relationship with him. But even as I have walked into the gift of prophetic, you have to set your life up different because you have to be able to just drown out all the other voices. And it does cause, isolation sometimes. I'm just keeping it real. It does cause isolation because you can't allow the voices of other people in the world and your friends and your family and the television and culture to drown out the voice of God. So if you can't hear the voice of God, it's because there's too many distractions. You need to go into some sort of isolation. I have been praying and asking God, I don't know what to do. Left, he asked me to quit, and I did. We will have to leave next week. I just don't know where. I have been praying. Do I do any faith-based business consultations? I don't do one-on-one consultations. But if you have like a faith-based business or you're in business to advance the kingdom of God, I do have services. And you can find those services. You can get your business listed in our directory in the Jordan's Journey app. And I offer other services. So you can find that link in the description box of any of the videos. It's called Get Listed. The reason why it seems like it's taking a long time is because you're not helping someone else. We are here to serve one another. Yes, we are here to serve one another. Thank you for your obedience and boldness. Keep the one that the wine press in prayer. Thank you so much, D'Angelo. I appreciate that. Carlos, why don't we see more deliverance in churches? Carlos, that's a good question. I don't know. I was born and raised in the church. And to be honest, I never really quite fit the church culture from a child. But I see why, because my ministry was outside of the church. So I wish we did see more, but I know for me personally, my ministry is outside of the four walls of the church. Make room for what God is doing. We're making room for what God is doing in the season. Okay, and this will be my last question. I feel stagnant. I'm ready for new and more, but I feel like nothing is happening. If you feel stagnant, that means there's still some tests that you need to pass. I feel stagnant and ready for new and more, but I feel like nothing is happening. Yeah, so one, you need to make sure you're passing the test, okay? Secondly, you need to take that leap of faith. So a lot of times if you're ready for new and more, but feel like nothing is happening, that's because you haven't taken the move. I did a video on that as well. You have to make a move, because we're partnering with God and God is meeting us, right? So you have to do your part. You have to do your part and make the move. You know, God moves when we move. Okay. So that is all I have for now, family. I'm praying for you. I love you guys. Any resources or any information about me, you can find in the description box. You can find all the links in the description box. And God loves you so much, and so do I. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by this episode. For additional resources to help you grow in life and in faith along your journey, visit jordansjourneycoaching.com. Until next time, God loves you so much, and so do I. Bye.